Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi at 7 PM today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. Government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Employees Provident Fund Organisation EPFO has added 19.5 lakh net members in the month of May this year. The addition during the month is the highest since the first payroll data was issued in April 2018. Ministry of Labour and Employment in a statement said that the data indicates that around 9.85 lakh new members have enrolled during May 2024. It added that there is also an increase of 10.96% in the new members from April this year. In Kerala, Nipah virus has been confirmed in a 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said the test conducted at the National Institute of Virology in Pune has returned positive. Tests conducted in two laboratories in Kerala also turned positive. The child is currently undergoing treatment at Medical College Hospital in Kozhikode. The minister said that the state is fully prepared to handle the situation and steps have been taken as per Nipah protocol. A control room has also started in Malappuram district. Relatives who had close contact with the child are being observed. The monoclonal antibody required for the treatment sent from NIV in Pune is expected to reach Kozhikode today. KP Sharma Oli government in Nepal will seek a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today. As per Nepali constitution, newly appointed Prime Minister should take trust vote in Parliament within 30 days of appointment. The 72-year-old veteran communist leader was sworn in on Monday as Prime Minister for the fourth time. The chairman of the CPNU-ML, Nepal's largest communist party, was appointed as Prime Minister by President Ramchandra Podel to lead the coalition government with the Nepali Congress, NC, the largest party in Parliament. Mr. Oli formed his government after the collapse of Pushp Kamal Dehal Prachand's government. PM Oli requires 138 votes in the 275-member House of Representatives to win the vote of confidence, and the NC and CPNU-ML have 166 members in the lower house. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh during the next 4 days. IMD said heavy rainfall is likely over Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Uttarakhand, Western Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Marathwada, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Telangana today. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over the National Capital Region today. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will take on UAE in a crucial Group A match at Rangiri Nambula International Stadium in Sri Lanka today. A victory for India in this match would secure them a spot in the semi-finals, making it one step closer to defending their title. The match will start at 2 PM Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, host Sri Lanka defeated Bangladesh by 7 wickets. Riding on Vishmi Gunaratne's half-century, Sri Lanka crossed the winning line within 17.1 overs. Nahida Akhtar was the best bowler for Bangladesh as she clinched 3 wickets. And Swedish Open Tennis, the final will be played between Spaniard Rafael Nadal and Nuno Borges of Portugal today at Båstad in Sweden. The match will commence at 5:30 PM Indian Standard Time. Earlier, Nadal advanced to his first final since winning the 2022 French Open, defeating Croatian Duje Adjukovic in the first semi-final match yesterday. Meanwhile, Borges stormed into men's singles final, beating Argentinian Thiago Agustin Tiranepe in 2 sets in the second semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.